This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, folks, I know we all got NFL schedule fever. But there's a big game tonight, man. Caps, Canes, helping us break it down. How do the Caps get back in this thing? Is our dear friend, Mr. Joe Beninati, voice of the Capitals for Monumental Sports Network. Joe B, what's up, dude? How are you?
To heck with that, JP. Let's go to Madrid.
I'm going. You should come.
I'll bet you are. That's going to be a great trip. Have fun with that. We're going to have fun with a Game 5 tonight.
We'll get past Game 5 tonight, and then we'll talk Madrid. Things in Raleigh did not go well.
Nope.
How did they get it back on the right side this evening?
Their work rate has to be better than Carolina's. That's not easy. That's always been the calling card for a Rod Brindamore team, is relentless effort and hard work ethic. But for the Caps to stay alive, they've got to out Carolina tonight. It's just as simple as that. And there's a lot more that goes into it than just that. I'm not going to make it ultra simplistic, but one thing they need to do better, JP, is, you know, people talk about battles for 50-50 pucks. Those have got to come up the Caps' way, more so than what we've seen in the first four games of the series. It's doable, and from an urgency standpoint, you can't get any higher on the urgency meter for the Caps than you will tonight. This is win or go home. So it's time for them to ratchet their game up and see a great deal of improvement from a work ethic standpoint. But then it's execution. You have to, in some way, shape, or form, find the scoring attributes that you had early in the season and bring them to the forefront, because the offense has been very un-Capitals-like for about, I'd say, 6 weeks, but especially so here in the playoffs. And that includes the Montreal series. You've got to find a way to turn the light on tonight, by hook or by crook.
Am I crazy to think, obviously, you got to score, but I think they almost have to score first. Like, they have to score early, take a lead. When they're chasing the Canes, I mean, both literally and figuratively, Carolina just seems to hit another gear.
Coaches always say, JP, it's a little bit of coach speak. You don't want to chase the game, and you definitely don't want to chase the game for too long. If you go back and watch the first period of Game 3 in Raleigh,
they were
awesome. To me, that was the best period the Caps have played in the entire postseason. better than anything, maybe save for game four, third period against Montreal, where Willie throws the huge hit.
Yeah.
And then the momentum goes all downhill. Other than that, to me, the best period the Caps have played was the first period of game three. Could easily have been out in front 2-3-0. Come back in game four, first 5 minutes, two great scoring chances right off the jump. One, Anderson makes a good stop on. The other hits the inside of the post. So there's a little bit of that puck luck here.
Yeah.
We all thought at the outset of the season, when they were scoring 4.5, 5 goals a game, and their shooting percentage was through the roof, all of us looked at each other and said, sustainability? Can you really do this for that long? And it dipped in March and in April. And unfortunately, it's continued to dip into May. Their scoring has not been where it has been and where it can be. You just hope that they find some trigger, some way to recapture that and then maintain it.
Gosh, I hope they can figure that out. And you're so right, Joe. You know, game three in Raleigh, that first period, they were absolutely on fire, just couldn't get anything to the back of the net. I mean, Willie had that little backhander. Ovi kind of flubbed a little breakaway. But they were flying. And I almost, you mentioned it too, in the Montreal series, the big hit by Willie up there in the Bell Center that really quieted that place down a bit, turned that series around, or just gave Washington the momentum boost maybe. Who was the guy that could make a play tonight to maybe turn this thing around?
Yeah, you're always looking for those momentum shifts. In the first round of the playoffs, Martin St-Louis, the head coach in Montreal, and Spencer Carberry here in D.C., they were very fixated and focused on momentum. Momentum does mean an awful lot come this time of season. And you're looking for a play, a sequence of plays, a great save, a huge hit, a brilliant goal. To me, JP, I just, if I'm looking in my crystal ball and sometimes I'm able to see the future, something like a great shorthanded goal tonight would suit me and suit all of Caps Nation really well. If you're looking for a big key momentum shift type play, Caroline is really good on the power play. Gostisbehere is an excellent power play quarterback. He's very deceptive. His one-time shooting ability, we've seen all of it. We've seen his lateral mobility at the blue line. Let's say he tries to make too great a play, or he bumbles and stumbles and fumbles a puck. It turns into an Alexei Protas or a Tom Wilson shorthanded breakaway goal. That's the kind of play. Oh, geez, that would punch and then, you know, give you the shot in the arm, make the crowd go through the roof. That kind of a play, to me, is the one that I kind of see. Yes, without a doubt, the Wilson hit on Carrier in the Montreal series fueled everyone, sparked everyone wearing red, white, and blue for the Caps. You can definitely have that same type of play, and again, that same type of player as Tom Wilson or Alex Ovechkin, for that matter, when you talk about a bone-jarring, big, open-ice hit that everybody says, whoa, let's go, let's follow the leader. But to me, I kind of see something along the lines of a shorthanded goal swinging momentum like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Our friend Joe Beninati here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the best HVAC products in the DMV, reliability and comfort. You can, of course, watch Joe, listen to Joe on Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at JoeBPXP on Twitter and Instagram, the X, the everything app. Joe, it's funny you mentioned the shorty, like maybe the Caps getting a shorthanded goal, just getting something that gives them a spark. I almost don't want to bring this up, but sitting there in Raleigh, that four-minute power play at the end of the first period was one of the most disheartening moments I remember watching the Capitals in a long time. I recognize that Carolina is a really good penalty kill team, but goodness gracious, how do they get the power play going again? Do you think Ovi getting one on the 5-on-3 might give them a little boost or something?
Well, you're not going to get too many 5-on-3s. This season, JP, alone, the Caps are 6-for-11 when they go 5-on-3, and Ovechkin has 4 of those 6 two-man advantage goals. You can't rely upon that. Your 5-on-4 power play has to improve, and it starts simply enough with what sounds like, oh, that's easy, just get the puck in the zone. Zone entries are difficult against Carolina. Zone entries, when the Caps are off on the power play, when they're sputtering, when they're not doing well, more often than not, it's the problem begins from the offensive side of the red line to the defensive blue line for Carolina. That space, in that 25 feet, all of a sudden things get stopped up and there's no real clean entry. They talk about clean zone entries, and you see the best power plays in the league have a speed merchant that brings the puck into the zone in that instance. A lot of the you'll see power play breakouts, JP. Fans see it all the time, and Caps fans don't necessarily like the way it's often referred to as a slingshot. There's like 2 or 3 drop passes before that player reaches the line. I know what they're trying to do, but the zone entry guy has to get in there with speed. And it's doubly important against Carolina because of their quickness. What impresses me the most about Carolina in these 2 weeks, in these first 4 games, is their defensive speed. Everybody talks about speed on the ice, and they reflect upon it as an offensive gift. Without a doubt, yes, quickness is important on offense. But defensively, their sticks are always in the passing lanes. Their quickness, they're in your face. They overload, they swarm is the best, I guess, defensive term that we'd use.
They swarm
you and force you to either fumble a puck, not do what you want to do with it, not make the easiest clean entry, not make the easiest simple pass to get in the zone. They are forcing you. They're accelerating you all the time. So the Caps have to find, in some way, shape, or form, a better way to enter the zone. And I know they've been working on it for days. I know they've been in video meetings trying to find the best avenues, the best, they call them routes, the best routes to get in the zone. Once you get set up, then let's see what happens after that. But you better get in nice and clean so that you can get set up. So often in the 2-minute power play, Carolina is frustrating you and you just fritter away the first 40 seconds and then all of a sudden, boom. And we saw it just magnified in the double minor where they just couldn't get anything going at all. And that upset the coaches, that upset the players more than everybody knows.
Yeah, I mean, you could see the frustration leaving the ice at the end of the first. Last thing for me, Joe, I know you might have to run here. A lot of speculation, I guess we saw it in practice, that Lars Eller might head to the bench, some real line shakeups. Do you think that can make a big difference tonight?
I think it's going to happen. I think McMichael's going to play in that 3-center role. JP, it's interesting. I'm looking through a doorway now. I'm seeing out onto the ice. It's an optional skate. And every morning skate is an optional skate, but Logan Thompson's not on the ice. And I don't think that there's an issue there. It could just be that Logan's taking the day to get himself physically ready for tonight. But I don't see Logan Thompson out there. With regard to McMichael, I think McMichael's the 3C tonight. You readjust that fourth line back to the way it's been when you've had the most success with Radish and Dowd and Duhame as a trio together. Those three guys worked so well. You go for the super huge line of Protas, Dubois, and Wilson. I mean, that's almost, gosh, that's like 750 pounds of hockey player there. That can be interesting. And I just hope, like, you're looking for an offensive spark. Let me throw this one out there, too. I tried to look into the crystal ball and the shorthanded goal thing. Let's see something offensively from Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Yeah.
Dubois had so much defensive assignments against Suzuki and in this round against Aho. I would love to see the puck go Pierre-Luc Dubois' way. Some good puck luck there, some offensive push, and all of a sudden he turns the light on. That's something else that can generate a spark for the Caps. You got to find something that's going to invigorate this team now.
Can't start a fire without a spark. Joe B., thank you so much for your time, man. I always appreciate you. And now you got me a little freaked out with this LT not being on the ice.
Oh, I don't think you should be freaked out. It's just it's unusual. Logan normally likes morning skates, or at least he takes them. But I don't see him out there, and I don't think I'm wrong in saying that. There are three goalies out there, interestingly enough, but none of them is Logan Thompson.
All right, we're going to keep an eye, but not be freaked out. I'll see you over at the arena later, Joe. Thanks again, man.
Catch up with you soon.
All right, the great, legendary Joe Beninati. Give him a follow at JoeBPXB, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Getting back to the Commander schedule when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.